again. Good day to you. And welcome to the third and final hour of Jason and Alexis in the Morning for this Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. Coming up, Alexis has the Wednesday edition of Am I the Asshat? Then Holly has the full-size dirt alert. And then our special guest for our third hour, the one and only American Idol alum, David Archuleta, will be calling in.
Can we admit our acute aggression toward him?
Lex. We don't want to scare him right away.
Not right away.
We do that, yeah.
At some point?
I do. If I was a marsupial, I would just put him on my pouch. I just love him. Anyway, carry him along with me.
Oh.
Anyway. That's all coming up. And also, by the way, we are at the 3.5 hour mark until Appetizer Madness starts here in the building. Show against show, except for Lori and Julia, who, if you heard that promo earlier, Lori has no idea what's going on.
Lori's like, what's that? Who dat?
What? No, it's been going on in the building for years.
Lex, so funny.
Lex, I saw your face when that promo ran in the first hour.
And I was dying.
We were both laughing. I had not heard that promo before. It's so good. Because we have been wondering if Lori and Julia were going to participate.
Yes.
And
confirmation right there. They're not doing anything.
No.
They didn't know what was happening.
Lori doesn't even know like what it is.
Nope.
It's so... I laughed out loud.
We can play the promo again.
Can we?
Here it is.
So this happened on Lori and Julia.
You know, our appetizer thing is on Wednesday. The appetizer.
I don't even know what are people talking about.
Yeah,
well,
it's
in your email.
Is this some station thing? I mean, to hear Steve talk about appetizers one more time, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well,
it's a real thing.
It's a real thing.
It's not something that Steve has made up.
Oh gosh, you're so funny. This has been going on for years here.
Oh, it has.
Yeah.
Here at our company.
Yes.
And people participate.
It's very little place going on.
There's something for everybody.
You're so mad.
Lori and Julia.
Oh, Lori has no clue.
Nope.
Anyway. And you can be
a part of this too. Because we're talking about, you know, Appetizer Madness. And it's among the company here. But if you're listening from noon to one, Bradley and Don will be broadcasting live.
Yes.
From the very room that Appetizer Madness is going down.
Yes.
It's going to be fun.
Quinn will be delivering our chili crunch dumplings.
Thanks for making them, Jace.
Yeah.
You're welcome. He just needs help. You may need to meet him down there because it's a crock pot and a bag. Someone may need to assist him. By the way, let's close up one more quick piece of business. Mm-hmm. Kendall got back to me.
Oh,
she said the mansion smelled like old pea carpet. And then she was actually in the grotto and the grotto smelled like, quote, musty chlorine sex.
Ugh.
There we go.
You know. I see the color burnt orange in my mind.
Me too. I see a dark, that ugly 70s green in my mind.
Yep.
Oh, and to think that we lifted them up at all, that whole Girls Next Door, the whole thing, it just grosses us out now.
The
way they were treated and what they say now. But
even the girls next door were grossed out by it.
Anyway, so there we go. There we got the answer from Kendall, who was there for a press event. Let me be very clear. She wasn't there for recreational purposes. She was there with a group of friends. Let's do this.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
Am I wrong?
You're not wrong, Walter. You're just an ass.
Am I wrong? Am I the asshat?
That's right. It's time for Am I the Asshat? Today's Am I the Asshat for asking my mother to leave because she won't stop wasting my food. We pull these directly from Reddit, so it's from their point of view. And then, of course, we'll ask you, what say you? Is this person the asshat or not? So here we go. It says, my baby sister just had a baby, and our mom came to help. My sister and her husband live in a tiny apartment with no room for my mom. I agreed to let her stay with me since I'm only 8 blocks away. It's walkable. My plan was to Uber her over in the morning and then pick her up after work. I only eat one meal a day during the week, and that's supper. I have coffee for breakfast and some fruit for lunch. On Saturday, I treat myself to a good breakfast. And Sundays, I take the woman I'm dating out for brunch. My mother decided that this was unacceptable, so she got up early and went through my fridge and freezer to make me breakfast. I told her that I appreciate it, but that I don't usually eat breakfast. So she said that that was stupid. I very clearly communicated to her that she's welcome to eat anything in my home, but please don't make me breakfast because it's a waste. She made breakfast the following day. I walked out without eating it. I figured worst case scenario, I could eat it for supper. She threw it away since I didn't eat it. I told her once more, please don't waste my food. She made breakfast for me the next day, and I asked her if she was developing dementia. She is wasting my food for no good reason. I'm not poor or anything, but wasting food is a pet peeve of mine. And she says that I was being ungrateful for her help and that she's doing it to be nice since I was letting her stay with her. I explained to her again, I don't need, want, require, or desire breakfast during the week. She said she understood, but the next day she continued to make breakfast. I had had enough. I took her luggage. I dropped her and her luggage off at my sister's. I told my doorman that my guest was no longer welcome. I got so many messages from her and my sister all day long. Even my dad called to ask me to change my mind. I said no. He had to drive up, rent an Airbnb close to my sister because my mom was too scared to stay by herself. He's retired, so he didn't miss work or anything. But then my sister came out to talk to me, called me a complete asshat, said that I could afford the food that my mom was wasting. But that's not the point. She literally used up 2 months worth of food. She made huge breakfasts that I didn't even eat, and I asked her to stop multiple times. My dad has asked me to let her back in, and I've said no. He says I'm being ridiculous and petty. Am I the asshat? My mom, sister, brother, my girlfriend thinks the whole thing is hilarious and refuses to get involved. So am I the asshat? 651-641-1071. What say you?
I think the level that he went to with his mom is a little asshattery, but I am a person. I believe in boundaries, and as someone who, and I'm not telling tales out of school, I have had to renegotiate aspects of my adult relationship with my own mother.
Mm-hmm.
You have to set up boundaries, even with your parents, is my belief. I think it is, he's a, as they say, a grown ass man. He has the right to say that to his mom. I get that she's trying to be nice, but it's not nice because he doesn't, I mean, it is nice, but he doesn't want it. And he's trying to do the right thing for his adult life. And she is stepping on that. And she has to respect that. And he's, you know, sort of not the asshat is where I'm standing. Holly?
I don't think he's the asshat. He very clearly, again and again and again, said, yeah, hey, I don't need this. I don't want this. I appreciate this. Now, to your point, Jason, he did take it to 11 with the name calling and other things.
Yeah.
Asshatty. Mm-hmm. However, he put up a hard boundary and said, look, I don't want this. And in fact, this is something I don't want. So the fact that she just kept doing it, I think she's the asshat.
Lexaloo?
Yeah, I'm kind of... not the asshat. I think you're right. Absolutely. Boundaries are important. But at the same time, I want to ask, too, are you willing to die on this hill? Like, sometimes it's just like, eat the breakfast. You know, like, mom's making a breakfast. That's amazing. But the question also remains, is this control or could it actually be dementia? Now, if that is actually seriously a road that he's thinking, like, maybe that's what it is, then she needs help in a different area there because... usually, you know, you'd have a conversation of please stop that. And then hopefully after, maybe the first or second time it would stop, but it continued for like the whole week.
Right. So we don't know if he was being facetious or if he was legitimately like, hey, we need to go and bring you to a doctor and maybe there's an actual diagnosis. That
exactly.
wasn't clear, but
no.
However, the tone of the letter indicated to me that he was, you know,
yeah,
name calling essentially.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So, yeah.
I didn't think of the aspect of our favorite aspect of is this the hill you want to die on?
Yeah.
I didn't think about, but still, I think of, to me, in my opinion, boundaries mm-hmm. and the respect of supersede the die on the hill argument.
Yeah.
Because I probably would die on this hill. I would get frustrated.
Yeah, I mean, there's another part of me, too, that's just like, just take the breakfast with you. Give it to someone else. You know, I know.
Yeah. Is it worth the trouble?
It's
yeah.
right. It's some mm-hmm. bacon and, you know, maybe a breakfast sandwich. I don't know. You know.
Yeah. At the same time, though, you could also read it like that this would be indicative of other behavior. If you're not listening to me here, are you not listening to me elsewhere?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's just like, hey, I see this, but you're willfully, actively going against what I told you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's give Julie the last word on this. Julie. Mm-hmm. Hi, Julie. Welcome to the show. You get the last word. How do you feel about this?
I think he is definitely the asshat. It's his mother for number one.
Yeah.
And maybe that's her love language. Like, everybody looks at a way to love their child differently. And obviously she's older, so you don't know how long there is. He could easily just be like, oh, you know what? Throw this in the fridge. We'll have it for supper tonight. And just be understanding, because you don't know how many days are left. It's apparent. He's the asshat.
Yeah, Christine, that's a good point.
Yeah. But, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, if you want to die on that hill or not. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, running out of time.
Yeah. I know.
Thanks for your messages,
just have to say,
friends.
Look, I've lost my dad, so I'm sensitive to this. Mm-hmm. And I only have my beloved mother left. But this is just a blanket statement, not necessarily about this one.
Yeah.
I don't think every adult parental situation should be stamped with, well, let them get away with it because you never know how long they're going to get. Mm. I don't think that's fair.
Well, you could stamp on everything.
I know. I don't like that. I really do not like that. Boundaries are boundaries.
Yeah. Also, the other thing too about this is that, you know, she's there to help his sister with her baby, and that is, she's not going to be there. It's not like she's moving in, you know, it's just while she's helping the sister.
Yes. I didn't mean to prolong this. I just, to the very sweet listener, I'm not coming down on her. I just, whenever we have one of these situations, we inevitably get a call like that.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's fair to the adult child to rubber stamp that over everything. Well, let them get away with, not get away with, let them do X, Y, and Z because, well, they could be eaten by a vulture tomorrow. I mean, well, no. That's not how life works.
We all could be eaten by vultures tomorrow.
Would that be so fun, though? I'm going to die. I could
see
that.
No, I fight. I fight. Yeah.
You would, yeah.
Oh, you'd like punch one in the face?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I just, I don't like, oh, God, that bothers me. I don't, anyway. Vultures, too. That bothers me, too.
I mean, I'm also coming this, too, from my mom who doesn't live here. And if she came and made me breakfast, I will happily eat it, even if I'm not hungry. Because I just, I know that that's one thing that's important to her. And it's food. Eat the sandwich. Yes.
And I give my mom greeting cards. I hate cards. But I give them to her because they mean something. There are some hills I will die on.
Yeah.
But, you know, not every hill. We'll be right back with the Dirtles. If you head to my Instagram right now, you'll see my visit to Skin Rejuvenation Clinic for the new Glow Facial. I've been telling you about it. You can customize it. It's so great. And then I'm telling you about a big special. If you're getting ready for your summer vacations, you need to do your laser treatments now. Because let's be honest, there's probably a day or two of downtime. You're going to look a little red, but my goodness, is it worth it? You will look so amazing on the other end. I'm talking skin treatments, laser treatments like Moxie and Halo. And in the month of March, Moxie and Halo are $150 off. That's huge. Rarely can I tell you about a special like that. So get in, book your appointment for Moxie. Moxie, you've heard me talk about Halo for about 10 years. Moxie is baby, baby Halo. I've had it. I was only red for like a day. You will love it, and the results are worth it. Call Skin Rejuvenation Clinic today and mention me.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
And here we go. Welcome back. It's time for the Dirt Alert, your opportunity to get caught up in the world with the world of popular culture with Holly Roberts. Hello, Holly.
Oh, Jason Alexis, we're returning to the new docuseries Quiet on the Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV, which you can stream in full on Max right now. This is the story of producer Dan Schneider, his involvement with Nickelodeon, a number of shows, and his alleged bad behavior on the set in a number of ways. Well, he released a 20-minute apology video yesterday.
He did?
He did. And he apologized for some of his behavior on the job, including soliciting massages on the set, because that is one thing that they go into detail in on Quiet on the Set, is that he liked massages from all sorts of people.
Anybody that would do it.
Yeah, anybody that would do it. Now, he declined to be interviewed for the series, so Dan Schneider's not involved in this series at all. But he came out of relative obscurity to address a lot of these complaints, not only from staff on the show, like on The Amanda Show, several writers going on the record about his behavior, but parents of children who were actors on the set of these shows. We're talking about All That, Sam and Cat, Victorious, shows that were very popular in the 2000s, 2010s on Nickelodeon. He did say, watching over the past two nights was very difficult. Me facing my past behaviors, some of which are embarrassing and that I regret, and I definitely owe some people a pretty strong apology.
I think he probably means that, but, and this is a giant but, like, round. I think I would have taken it a little more seriously had he participated and faced hard questions. Him just standing in front of his own camera without pushback, without follow-up questions, without, what did you mean by that? That's, I don't know if that's brave. I don't know. I don't know if I would subscribe the word brave to what he did. I'm sure he is regretful.
Do you think he was asked to be in the documentary?
I believe he was.
Oh, he was. Okay.
I believe
I haven't watched it yet, so.
Yeah. But you know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yeah. Are the allegations of molestation, or are we talking massages?
No.
And, oh, okay. So I'm not saying. I haven't watched.
But there are degrees. It's a great question, Lex. There are degrees. Yeah,
there are degrees. You know, people raising an eyebrow about his closeness to stars like Amanda Bynes. You know, there was the other person we were talking about in the 7 o'clock hour is a different individual than Dan Schneider.
Vocal coach. And
vocal coach who served time for his crimes. Those are two different people. However, Dan Schneider, you know, making inappropriate jokes on the set. He was sued by two writers on The Amanda Show in the early 2000s for gender discrimination.
Mm.
And some of the jokes and the things that he all but forced people to do, extremely inappropriate. Sexually suggestive, you know, and yeah. Okay. So Dan Schneider sitting here doing a 20-minute video, he gets to control the narrative on how he feels about it. So, and which he has tried to do in the past, you know, Dan Schneider, this name, former executive producer of lots of shows at Nickelodeon. He's been the subject of a lot of blind items. There've been a lot of off the record discussions and gossip forums and other places on the internet about this guy and his behavior. And he tried to go on the offense maybe about 5 or 6 years ago, doing this profile in the New York Times saying, you know, I'm going to have a career renaissance and I'm sitting under a tree and blah, blah, blah. So He's good at rehabilitating his own image, is what I'm saying. So you can go watch the full 20-minute clip. It's on YouTube right now where he's talking about Quiet on the Set.
It's wow. It's a hard watch, but it's if you grew up, if this was your era of kids TV, yeah. Eye-opening. You feel sorry. You would have thought after Dana Plato that the life of child actors would have gotten easier. No. Oh. No. On Max right now, David Archuleta joins us live next.
Hey, it's Holly for your local banking experts, Royal Credit Union. I just opened a smart checking account with Royal Credit Union, and it couldn't have been easier. This is what I did. I made my appointment online. I stopped by my local branch for a personal consultation with one of Royal's helpful member account reps. Hey, Anthony! And I'm now managing my money the smart way with Royal Smart Checking. There's no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and my savings at Royal are insured by NCOA. Plus, Royal makes it easy to access your money with a nationwide network of 40,000 surcharge-free ATMs. I saw the map. You can look at it online. It's incredible because when you choose Royal, you're getting more free services and a financial partner you can grow with. Join Royal Credit Union today and manage your money the smart way. Here's how you do it. You go to rcu.org to open an account online or make an appointment to open your account in person at one of Royal Credit Union's convenient Twin Cities locations. That's exactly what I did. I stopped at the St. Paul location. That's rcu.org or mytalk1071.com. Keyword Royal for more info.
Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning, live on My Talk 1071. Everything entertainment, everything David Archuleta.
Oh, I love this song.
I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. We have loved him from the very beginning. That's how, well, we're old. That's how,
yeah, like 2008.
2008, he was the runner-up on American Idol. He was our winner.
I mean, absolutely.
Let's not be crazy now. He's our winner. but we loved him back then, and we love him now. Joining us really early in the morning for him, and we're grateful, David Archuleta. Good morning, David.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for waking up really, 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 really early for us.
Yes.
Oh, of course. No problem. Actually, it's an early start today anyway, so it worked perfectly.
Oh, perfect. As Alexis said, that is the song we came back to is Afraid to Love. And you have a new song coming out, Held Together, on the 28th. You have so much going on. I just want to start with a general question. Is this one of the happiest times of your life?
it is. Yeah.
I know that seems like a simple question, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, not only do you have new music, Afraid to Love, what were you thinking about when you were writing that? It's such a fun jam, but I mean, the topic of Afraid to Love can be, that feels kind of sad.
Oh, I know. Well, what's great is it's called Afraid to Love. It's, you know, the whole title, the whole line of the song is I won't be afraid to love. So it's like the songs I've been releasing are more triumphant now. So
it's like the turning point.
So, yeah, it is a turning point. I started with the first song I released last year was called Up. So it was about hitting rock bottom. And then it's just like, well, the only place to go from the bottom is, you know, picking yourself up off the ground and going up. And then I released a song that was happy called I'm Yours. And then another one, Afraid to Love. And I feel like Held Together, that's coming out. Is it next week? Yeah, next week.
Yeah.
It's just, all of these songs feel just kind of like victorious songs. And I'm really excited. It's a great place to, great energy to dwell in.
And can I say too, you know, and we weren't joking. Lex and I have we've been doing this show since God was at preschool.
Long time.
And we've loved you from the beginning, and we're a pop culture station, so we followed you through everything. And I got to tell you, as an out gay man, watching your journey, and I hate that word. It's so Lex and I roll our eyes at that word, but watching your process and watching you become more of your authentic self, I gotta say, as just a fan, it brings us joy.
Where are you in that process? Are you over? Where are you on the bridge, my friend?
Oh well, thank you. First off, I feel like I'm in a good place. You know, I take my time with things, especially when they're like big decisions and big life choices. But I'm still processing, like, embracing my queer identity and being out, but I've loved it. It's been a really wonderful time, and yeah, I feel good to be out. There are several award shows that were last week, like the Queerity Awards and the GLAAD Media Awards, and it was the first time I went to a queer thing. Like any queer kind of event like that was a year ago at the Queerity Awards, and I went with my publicist Ken, and I was like hiding behind him. I was so scared to be there. I felt uncomfortable at first.
Yeah.
And I like saw a couple people I knew, and I was like, okay, I guess this isn't so bad. I just didn't know. I'm like, is this a safe place to be? And then this year, a year later,
yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah, I knew friends. I was like, hey, I was like, wow, I've grown so much in just a year. This is great. And I have friends and they're wonderful people, and it's okay to be out, and it's okay. And like these people,
it's okay to be you.
Well, when you grow up religious and stuff and conservative, you think this is an unsafe place. These people can't be trusted. And what are they going to do to me? And it's like, they're fine and they're sweet and they're so talented and loving and you have so much in common with them. And it's really a beautiful place to be.
It's celebratory for sure. Now, last year you were hiding behind Ken, but this year, wow, you did a whole tribute to Paula Abdul, choreographed and everything. What was that like?
Oh, it was so fun. Yeah. Paula received the Straight Up Ally Award. And so I've loved Paula for, you know, since the beginning of my career, she's been there. And so she was a part of that, that the start of everything. So to be here, like, what is it? 16 years later, I think, honoring her and giving tribute to her legacy, because she's been so supportive every single step of my career. And she hasn't been having an easy time. She's been going through a lot. She's spoken up and she's standing up for herself after things she's been through, through some of the people on American Idol. And so, to be able to do that for her and just say like, here, we're here for you. Thank you for everything you've done. And this is the legacy you've left, and that we honor you and celebrate you too. Just in the same way that you've honored and celebrated all of us, especially at the Queerity Awards, like that she's honored and celebrated queer people and stood up for them since the very beginning, trying to speak up against HIV/AIDS discrimination. It was really beautiful. Like, I didn't know that history about Paula, and I saw the videos of her talking about it in the early 90s, and I just thought, this is so beautiful. Like, I love Paula. And so to see her like standing up for people like me, and as I'm learning to embrace this part of me, it was just like, oh, like it was a really special thing. And I learned four of her songs and learned her choreography. And it was so fun to do.
It was fun to watch.
You can see a little bit of Alexis posted it on Lex in the Cities on her Instagram. David Archuleta is our guest. Holly?
Yeah. So, David, not only were you at the Queerties last week, but I believe you won a GLAAD Award as well.
Oh, I did. Yeah, I
had
no idea.
You did, David.
I mean, I hope that I'm not breaking the news to you, David Archuleta, that you won a GLAAD Award.
You might as well be. I was like, there's no way. I'm like, because Ice Spice was in the category. So I'm like, there's no way. There's no reason for me to be here in this category. So I was just there, like, enjoying myself, sipping champagne. And I was just like, and then they're like, and then my name comes up on the screen. I'm like, what? I'm like, what? Oh my gosh. I was thrilled. I was ecstatic. And so I went backstage, and there on my way there, I ran into Renee Rapp. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I love you. And she was just like, I'm obsessed with you. I'm like, what? I'm like, how do these young people know me? Oh, I was so flattered because she's amazing. And then as I was like talking to her for a few seconds, then Sydney Sweeney's coming by and she's just like, hi. And we both were like, oh, you're so beautiful. And Renee was in love with Sydney as well. And I was like, why don't y'all take a picture? I'm like, you guys should take a picture together. Two current icons right here. And Renee's like, oh yeah, let's do it. And Sydney's like, yeah. And I was like, I can take it for you. And I ended up not taking it. Like someone that was with Sydney was like, well, you know what? He's like, my phone's out. I'll just take it. So I was like, yeah, I'm glad I feel like I was like, I instrumented that picture. So
fun. And David, just so you know, you did win for outstanding breakthrough music artist.
Yes. David, just to let you know, just to remind you, before we let you go, one more little piece of fun stuff. I saw a video of Oprah's speech at the GLAAD Awards. David, you were within like an arm's length of Oprah, and I saw your face as she was walking to the stage. Your face was priceless, my friend.
Well, it's like, that's Oprah. Like, I grew up, like, my mom would watch her nearly every day on TV, so to be seeing her, like, I was like, holy moly, this woman is a... like a living legend, like living history book. Yeah. And she's right there. Like I could reach out and just touch her. I could like poke her shoulder right now from here. I don't know why they put me right in that very front spot, but it was a blast. It was great.
It was great. It was so great. Well, thank you. Please come back. Unfortunately, we're the morning show. So if you do, you got to wake up this early, but
it's even for a musician, us late night owl people, it's good to get up early every once in a while. So,
well, I hope you feel the love. We have it for you. We always have, always will.
Yes, and,
oh, Alexa,
no, we love you.
Yeah, Holly, David, don't be afraid of her cute aggression. We have it under control.
Yeah, don't be afraid of Alexis. No. You seem great, Alexis. You seem great.
Oh, David, if you want to file any type of charges, go ahead. She's fine. She's fine. Yeah.
No. I already love Alexa.
She's the best. Great. Well, David, thank you.
Better than all the rest. Yeah.
Oh, David, thank you so much. David's new single, Held Together, comes out March 28th. And again, he did win a GLAAD Award.
Yes,
we just want to remind you one more, Lex, right?
Yes.
He won a GLAAD Award.
Afraid to Love is out now, and the 12th annual Queerities you can watch right now on WOW Presents Plus and see that beautiful tribute to Paula Abdul by David Archuleta. Thanks so much, David.
Thanks, y'all. So nice to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. Bye, David.
Bye.
David Archuleta sang a little jingle for you, Lex.
That was so cute.
That was so cute.
We thought it was impossible. Cute aggression got bigger.
Got bigger. Yeah.
We were rooting for him. So, remember, Jace, we were on the air at the time. What was this, 2007?
2008.
Eight, season seven. Woo! Yeah.
And then Phil reminded me, Goober, we both are so old, don't even remember this.
Oh, no. What did we forget?
We met him.
What?
You and I did.
When was that?
2010.
We did?
You can't be held accountable for anything that happened in the last decade.
Because that was when Idol was on Fox.
Yeah.
I was asked to MC an American Idol event.
Was I there?
Yeah, you came with me.
I was? What? Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oops, I'm glad we didn't bring that, and he forgot, too.
Right?
Wow.
When people say, do you remember me from the State Fair 9 years ago? I'm like, girl, I don't even remember Colin's name on Wednesdays.
What happened yesterday?
Truth.
Yeah. But no, Phil just showed me the tweet, and then I looked up that date, and you are there.
Oh, wow.
Excellent.
Fabulous.
God. We don't even remember what we've done. That's how long we've been doing this.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, it must have been delightful because, you know,
we remember the bad times. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't
plenty of examples of that.
A Joe Jonas interview?
It was not. No.
No, it was not.
And his fans telling us to go be sent to North Korea.
And they wanted to chop off my testicles.
That's right. That happened too.
Yep. Real life. Real life. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so that.
But happened. We were definitely sharing our love for him back then.
Because
I mean, we were really.
Girl.
We were rooting for him.
Our point is, we are not fair weather fans.
No.
We have been with him since literally day one. Just saying. We're just saying.
Chris Allen who?
Chris Allen, yeah.
Right?
David
is that
who
won that year?
No, David. David.
See, I'm not even the right winner.
The other David. It doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah. That was Adam Lambert.
We don't remember him.
Oh, he's, who? Yeah,
David Cook was announced the winner.
Oh, David Cook won that year.
In 2008, and David Archuleta was the runner-up.
Yep. Yeah, we don't even know what he's doing now. It doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah, it was the Battle of the Davids.
The Davids, yeah. Uh-huh.
Wow.
The Appetizer Madness is now 2.5 hours away.
Yes.
Quinn is en route to the Matheson compound to pick up the chili crunch dumplings.
Great. Oh, very nice.
I just saw our Appetizer Madness coordinator, our leader in all of this, in the hallway, and she said, are you ready?
We are ready.
And I said, yes! Okay,
I do need two little favors from you two, okay? We need to go downstairs and steal a ladle.
Oh,
we
sure.
need a ladle.
Okay. From the calf?
From the calf. Mm-hmm. Before anyone else, we need a ladle.
Okay.
See if they have serving bowls, because this needs to be served in a bowl.
Okay. I would think that maybe they would have some paper ones
in
the app.
Paper, that's what we want. Yeah, paper ones. Because we need a little broth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everyone should take a little broth and then two dumplings. And again, if people take more than two dumplings, Holly, what do you do?
Yeah. You know what? You better watch out. Them. Yeah, I'm going to poke you. Watch out. Yeah. Hey, you taking three? Get out of here.
Yeah,
whoa.
Right there. So.
What's that? Do you, be Arthur? No, you can't take four.
No.
No.
Don't be a piggy. And then when he gets there, plug in the crock pot, get that sauce going.
Okay.
And then a half hour at 11 o'clock, plump those dumplings in there and the spinach, stir it up and let it sit.
Oh, we're going to be plumping and dumping.
That's all I need from you. That's literally all I need. If you guys can do that.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, we can do that. We will be.
Everything else is done.
Plumping and dumping.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So
that might be a foretaste of what's to come later in the day as well.
Oh, that we're plumping in.
We're going to be eating a lot of different appetizers, guys. So that mixture might be quite a stew in the tum-tum. Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
But it will be all worth it.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Let me know how it goes. I texted Lex yesterday. I was going to try to run down there.
Yeah.
Lex and I were going to have lunch. I'm going to be doing this in a different way because I'm going to the Taco John's test kitchen today.
Oh.
To try their new menu items with my husband. That's all I can say. I'll tell you about the items, I hope, by tomorrow.
Ooh, I love taco.
Well,
did you just say I love tacos?
Well, I love tacos, but I'm thinking they're going to be making love tacos.
No, it's a pizza.
That's a different show.
It's a pizza. It's a pizza. Can you hear me?
Oh, that doesn't feel right.
It's their new pizza. It's their Mexican pizza. Can you hear me?
Oh, right.
Yeah. So
he said Mexican pizza.
Lex.
Oh, I'm sorry for the people in the back of the room.
It's fine. Yeah. So, yeah, there's going to be eaten everywhere. So we're going to be in a real good mood tomorrow. We're going to be in a real good mood.
Oh, yeah.
So good luck. I hope I do you guys proud.
Yeah. Thanks for doing like everything just for that.
Text me if you get some initial reactions. And remember, two dumplings and a little bit of broth. Make sure everyone has the broth. That's the secret. The dumplings are fine. It's the broth. Thank you.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Little sauce. Little dumpling. And then I want to know what kind of balls, or I want to know what Dawn's making.
Yeah.
What
she's veering
making?
From balls.
What is she up to?
Huh.
Anyway, the thrilling conclusion of App Madness tomorrow. But right now, that's going to do it for us. If you're listening and you're a kid that's being bullied, go out there and be yourself, because no one can tell you're doing it wrong. Right, Lex?
That's right. You be you. Have a fantastic day. We love you so very much. Donna and Steve Experience up next. And don't forget, live from Appetizer Madness, Bradley and Dawn from